Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Mio, for this very elaborate presentation, which gives us a quick look into the different pillars of work that you do. I'll just make observations or comments on three issues that that you presented. The first one on the work that you do on NTB, or the platform that you establish on the NTB reporting and elimination system, all but support. Indeed, like you were saying that for any trade agreement, if you wanted to work effectively, the baseline is the predictability and security. And having this kind of a system to, let's say, minimize or address this kind of unpredictability that might occur is indeed something that would encourage the traders, but also investors, to come, be it from inside the region or beyond the African continental free trade area. So a very positive initiative. On another thing that I wanted to mention, you were showing us the different allocations, let's say, that the technical assistance funding goes in your program. And I remembered what I was reading in the report, how it says that the competition and the consumer protection policy, this is one of the areas that receives the highest number of requests from beneficiary countries. I know it's often linked to resources available as well, but it just makes me wonder whether, you know, this is one of the three, four areas that receives the highest number of requests, whether there is a way of refocusing resources inside the house. I mean, we kind of alluded to that in the beginning when we spoke about the toolbox and all this, to try to identify additional resources for this area, and potentially, hopefully, there will be some sort of a domino effect, you know, that might bring about higher interest from the beneficiary countries when they see that this is a valuable thing, just like it happened with Asikura in the end of the day. And the third thing that I just want to mention, that your work on trade through gender lens. Again, I'm not going to elaborate on this, just to say something that I've always been saying: we just can't afford leaving more than half of population behind. And this is a valuable, it's not just from moral and ethical point of view, but it is also from purely economic point of view. Very much support the work you do there, so we have the relevant data and the relevant knowledge and activities that can allow the entire population, active population, to be part of the economy. Thank you.